Hi.
Ha, I've already recording.
Damn it.
Welcome home.
Yeah, thanks.
Is it good to be home?
Kind of. I'm having to get caught up with everything and I had to go back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, after 3 weeks.
Did you really have to get caught up with everything?
Yeah, I did. I also did a fresh install of my operating system on my desktop.
That sounds boring. You should get a Mac.
Part of the fresh install was so I could run Linux, so I could run a virtual machine and do a Hackintosh.
That was better than Windows.
When you know what you're doing, Windows isn't that bad.
Then why do you keep having to reinstall?
It's a habit. I make so many changes to my computer over time that even when I did own Macs for the recording studio and everything, I would still have to reinstall the operating system every 6 to 8 months.
The hell's wrong with you?
A lot of the stuff I'm installing and uninstalling when I do the uninstall doesn't clear the registry on either operating system cleanly.
You're doing it wrong then.
No, I'm not doing it wrong. The people that program recording software are idiots.
Well, I never said that wasn't true.
See, so I'm having to suffer for their mistakes. So how do we do this show again?
I don't remember. It's been too long.
Yeah. Yeah, it really has.
I think you say something, I make a funny dad joke, and then you say something else, and I make another funny dad joke, and then eventually we end the show.
See, you keep thinking these dad jokes are funny, and they aren't?
I've only heard you complain about them, so...
I'm sure there's other people that complain about them, too.
I haven't heard it.
Speaking of which, did we ever actually discuss that you're getting ready to legitimately be able to say dad jokes?
I don't remember. Did we discuss that on the air?
I don't know. But the thing is, in October, I finally have to accept all of your dad jokes as valid.
Well, let me make it easier for you. Just accept them as valid now.
No. I don't care if you're a dad in potentia. You're not a dad yet.
I'm a dad to 3 cats and a dog.
Okay, then by that token, I'm a dad to 2 dogs, so I should be able to say dad jokes too.
I never said you couldn't.
Actually, one of my listeners caught the dad joke in the title of my last review video.
And?
That viewer happens to be my older brother. My biological father unit used to have a Cherry Sunburst Ibanez AR-30. And I may or may not have dropped it on the floor, causing him to have to paint the whole thing black. I think I just completely lost you.
No, I was checking to see what the title was.
Oh, okay.
Way to go.
Yeah. My highest viewed YouTube video is nothing pen related.
Yeah, but that's because you got a shout out on Linus's tech tips.
Trying to say Linux?
I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, that was a up and a half. And my next coffee review is not going to be so nice.
Why?
$12 for shipping.
I'm sorry.
It's 1 pound of coffee. And no, you don't get different options on shipping. You get one option.
Wait, you only got 1 pound? I thought you had 2 pounds.
No, 16 ounces is 1 pound. You have the option of 2 ounces, 1 pound, or 5 pounds. And I didn't have $75 to get 5 pounds of coffee.
Oh, I thought you were going to get 2 1-pound bags.
No, I only got 1 1-pound bag.
Jeez, you should have just told me then had me ship it.
Well, I know for next time because there's two more flavors of theirs I want to try.
Which one did you get?
I got the dragon one that you told me to get.
Rising Dragon?
Yeah, that one.
And what other ones do you want to get?
I'll have to look at their website.
Oh, you didn't write it down?
No, I didn't write it down.
Why not? You have all these pens and paper and stuff.
That are in my backpack in another room. I don't want to hear it. I'm already roasting over the fact that I ordered the coffee on Wednesday and it's not going to be here until Wednesday.
How is it shipped?
UPS Ground. Not just UPS Ground. UPS Ground Saver.
And it was $12?
To take 7 days to get from New York to Oklahoma. I mean, it better be some damn good coffee to break above 8 out of 10 now because of the shipping cost.
Hold on a second. I have to check something.
Okay, what are you checking? It's times like these that the noises that he makes scares the living out of me.
I'm sorry. But I'm checking something. It's important. USPS might get pissed because I can cram it into the small flat rate priority mailbox, but it will, and it's very bulgy, but it will cram into it. It ships for like $7.
Well, $8.
And we'll get there in 2 days.
Right. Yeah, I went ahead and sent you the tracking info in Discord.
I had to go get a bag of coffee and try that.
That was a good experiment. I'm glad you did.
UPS probably would have b*** that the entire time, though, because it was very bulgy.
So, yeah. Label created at 5 in the afternoon on Wednesday. It left part of New York on Thursday. It didn't completely leave New York till this morning. It took 3 days of its journey to get out of New York.
This is a really weird... They dropped it off, so they don't even have a regularly scheduled pickup.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was so expensive. They don't have a UPS account.
Then why offer it as the only shipping option?
I don't know.
And how far is it from New Hartford to Syracuse?
About an hour.
It took it 2 days to travel 1 hour.
I mean, technically it's less because they're right off the thruway. But for like me to drive to Syracuse is an hour.
Yeah, so...
But it blows my mind that they're shipping stuff, but they don't have a UPS account. So that means they're using standard consumer-priced shipping. That's why it was so expensive.
A generic box through USPS would still only be like $6 or $7. Plus $1.20 for the box. To put it in perspective, I just shipped a 5-pound box from Oklahoma to New York via USPS. I shipped it out yesterday. It'll be there Tuesday. And it only cost me $7.
Yeah, next time you want some, PayPal me and I'll ship it for you.
Yeah, that's the game plan from here on out for them. That's sad when I have to turn you into a burro so I can get coffee.
It is.
So, congratulations, you're my mule.
But at least it's good.
Well, I don't know yet. So far, my experience with them is rather burnt.
No, they don't burn their coffee. They're not Starbucks.
Yeah. You want to hear something insane?
More insane than $12 UPS ground shipping for a pound?
Yeah. Well, slightly. I mean, that just turned that coffee into $1.75 an ounce.
It's still cheaper than a Starbucks.
Yeah. And, well, actually, no. Starbucks, since you can buy it off the shelf for $16 for a 1 pound bag.
I meant going to Starbucks and getting coffee.
Yeah, okay. I'm actually tempted to buy some of that $70, $50, $70 an ounce coffee.
You mean the poop coffee?
Yeah, the poop coffee.
Why do you want poop coffee?
Just to say I've tried it.
You know what blows my mind?
What?
It's, first of all, someone saw, hey, let's take this little bean, grind it up, and pour it in hot water, and then drink it. And then someone else later down the timeline went, oh, this animal ate one of those and shit it out. We should definitely try to grind this up and drink it.
People do methamphetamines, man.
Those generally aren't smart people, though.
This is true, and the people that are eating poop coffee tend to be rich.
I mean, no one ever said that money brought class, but...
Oh, yeah, I mean, if I'm going to go out and spend $700 on a pen to do a review on it, I might as well go ahead and spend $350. Yeah, I might as well spend $350 on a 7 ounce bag of poop coffee. What's the worst that can happen?
You get E. coli?
There is that, but I think with the boiling water and everything, you're burning off the bacteria.
Still came out of somebody's butthole.
Not somebody, something.
Fine, some things.
There you go. Oh, that wasn't actually the thing I wanted to tell you.
You didn't want to tell me about wanting to get poop coffee?
No, that just randomly popped out. Okay, does that qualify as a dad joke?
Or is that a poop joke?
I have no idea. I mean, you already told me to quit thinking about butt stuff earlier today.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you were thinking about butt stuff.
Dude, seriously, even with the tapers, I mean, looking at those things just looked totally wrong.
Was there a handle?
You saw the picture.
Yeah, was there a handle?
It kind of looks like it. Some of them have a taper to where it looks like that could be a handle.
I don't think that's the correct depth for that kind of a handle.
I wouldn't know, okay? That's a little out of my league.
I mean, I think there's supposed to be a bigger taper so that way it doesn't get sucked in.
Oh, man. Oh, talk about taking it up the... Try paying $5 for a generic sausage biscuit at McDonald's.
So now we're going from poop stuff to sausage?
Yeah, yeah, we are.
Okay. Just checking.
That was the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, because the McDonald's, where I was on vacation, the prices were like 5 times higher than every other McDonald's. You're paying 3-star dining prices for a sausage McGriddle. Literally,
you better never go to Australia then, or not Australia, Alaska.
I mean, seriously, when a sausage McGriddle and a coffee costs you $9.50 without a hash brown, you have f***ing problems.
Yeah, you should not go to Alaska.
This was Arizona.
Right. Alaska's worse.
Alaska has an excuse. I mean, it's Alaska. Why the hell was this McDonald's in this one town like 5 times higher than a McDonald's? Like, than a McDonald's that was literally 20 minutes away. And yet this McDonald's was jam-packed 24-7, just people stopping at it constantly.
Maybe it was more of a location price jack.
Another McDonald's 20 minutes away.
Right, so people don't want to go to the other McDonald's. Maybe the other McDonald's is on the bad side of town, where they get stabbed by methies.
There's no bad side of town.
It's Arizona. There's always a bad side of town.
No, this particular town doesn't have a bad side of town.
It's Arizona. There's a bad side of town.
Right. It's called... I'm not going to go there.
It's Kingston, I think.
That's on the other side of the state.
Sorry.
You better be sorry.
I'm not really.
I know you're not. So yeah, yeah, I'm home.
Me too.
What about you, listener? Are you home? Are you sitting down? Are you drinking overpriced poop coffee? You should be. That just creeped me the out.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go now.